Okay, good tovach, everyone. The Mishnah Berurah brings in regards to halachos of Kriyas HaTorah, as far as are women obligated to hear Kriyas HaTorah, the laning from the Sefer Torah on Shabbos and on Yontif. And as we approach the Yontif of Pesach, it's important to know these halachos. So the Mishnah Berurah brings in Siman Reish Pei Beis, it brings those that hold that women are obligated to hear the Kriyas HaTorah, to hear the reading from the Torah on every Shabbos. And that is a surprising halacha that the Mishnah Berurah brings those that do hold like that. However, there are those that argue, the Aruch HaShulchan argues, and Adas Torah, they say that women are not obligated to hear the reading from the Torah every Shabbos and Yontif, and the Mishnah Berurah himself says that the custom is that women do not go with this, and that women are not obligated to hear Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. As you know, many women do not go to shul on Shabbos, and we assume that they are not obligated to go to shul to make the effort to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. And in the Sefer Pesukei Tshuvos, they also come out like that women are potter, because it's a din in the tzibur, it's a din in the congregation, and we have mentioned before that halachos that are nageya to the tzibur, to the congregation as a whole, women are not included in that. If a person does go to shul, many women do go to shul on Shabbos, especially single women, girls, but even if without that, a married woman goes to shul on Shabbos, and they are reading from the Sefer Torah, then the halacha is that a person should not walk out in the middle. A person should preferably listen to the Kriyas HaTorah. First of all, some say that you are chayif to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. And secondly, Rabbi Yashiv says that which the Mishnah Berurah says that the custom was not to hear the Sefer Torah, that was because in those days the women did not understand Lashon HaKodesh. They didn't understand the laning from the Torah anyways. But nowadays that women do, so says Rabbi Yashiv, that really they should listen if they are in the shul. Also, it's considered somewhat of a disgrace. Other Paiskim say that if a person is there, if a woman is there during the laning and they're talking or they walk out in the middle, then that's considered a disgrace. I saw in a certain sefer called Rikshe Lev that a person is allowed to go out to the bathroom. He discusses if a woman needs to go to the bathroom in the middle, then a person is allowed to go out in the middle of the laning because they're really technically not obligated. If they want to leave before the laning starts, then that is permissible. Let's say a woman comes to shul and they are laning from the Sefer Torah, but that woman, she wants to daven. She came to daven shacharis or musaf. Okay, musaf is afterwards, but she came to daven and she wants to daven shacharis, but the tzibur is laning from the Sefer Torah. So should a woman, once she is there, listen to the laning, or is she allowed to daven instead? So the halacha is the following. If the Zman Tefillah will pass, the time of Tefillah, which is 4 hours into the day, we discussed many shiurim ago the halachos for men and for women, and we said that preferably women should daven Shmona Esrei before 4 hours into the day. We said they are allowed to daven up until Chatzos if necessary for women, but preferably the Zman Tefillah of 4 hours into the day, women should daven Shmona Esrei before that time. We came out as far as the brachos of Kriyashma before and after should only be said up until 4 hours into the day. So if that time will pass, then the Pais can tell us, Rabbi Yashiv says that for sure a woman should daven, and if the time is going to pass, if she would rather sit and listen to the Kriyas HaTorah, the time will pass, then for sure it's better to daven first and don't worry about listening to the Sefer Torah. However, the question is, let's say a woman would have time to daven afterwards. She'll listen now, she'll sit quietly and listen to the laning from the Torah, and then she'll be able to daven the Shmona Esrei afterwards. Which one should she do? So many of the Sfarim that I looked into avoided this question, and they said that in the times of when they didn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, then it's better to daven, even if they won't pass the Zman Tefillah because they really don't understand anyways. Many Sfarim don't talk about what about nowadays. I saw on the Sefer Rikshe Lev, which is a fantastic Sefer on the Halachos of Tefillah for women, I saw on one page he says that they should listen to the Sefer Torah, on the next page he says they should daven, so I didn't get clear what he said. I would tell you that if you're going to be able to daven now better with kavana, and then if you would have to listen to the Sefer Torah now and then daven later, you'll be trying to rush and catch up and you don't want to miss the end of davening when everybody's walking out. So then I would tell you would be allowed to daven now, even if the Zman Tefillah is not going to pass. And there are some Sfarim that seem like that, even nowadays, that if you come, since we assume that you're really not obligated to listen to the Kriyas HaTorah, if you want to come and you want to daven, then you'd be allowed to daven for sure if the Zman Tefillah will pass, and perhaps even if the Zman Tefillah will not pass, you are allowed to daven instead of listening to the Sefer Torah. Just to say a thought about the Yom Tov of Pesach that is approaching, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Flamed Tes Amudeis, tells us that when the Bnei Yisrael was saying Az Yashe, they were singing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when the Mitzrim were drowning in the Yam. And Hashem tells Klal Yisrael that my creations are drowning in the Yam Suf and you are saying Shira, you are singing praise. So it's clear from the Gemara over there that the simple explanation is that still Klal Yisrael should not have been so happy. After all, even though the Mitzrim, they did terrible things to Klal Yisrael, but they are Hashem's creations and we shouldn't be so 100% totally happy because Hashem's creations are drowning in the water. But I once heard a nice pshat, Derech Drush, from in the name of the Shla. The Shla says that it means something else, that the Bnei Yisrael, they didn't have such confidence when they were running away. Nachshon ben Aminadav was the first one to jump into the water, but many others were hesitant, and they complained to Moshe Rabbeinu when the Mitzrim were chasing after them. They didn't have the full betachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only once they actually saw the Mitzrim drowning, then all of a sudden they started praising Hashem and singing to Hashem. So Hashem had a complaint against them. Only now that you see my creations actually drowning, only now do you sing Shira, and you didn't sing Shira before. And the women over there, Miriam, Hanaviah, and all the rest of the women, they did have that bitachon because they brought drums with them and they had the drums, the instruments to play. And Rashi in Bishalach brings that, where do they have the drums? With, because they had full confidence in Hashem that Hashem was going to save them and take them out of the tzaras. The men perhaps didn't have as much bitachon, but the women had the bitachon. The Medrash says that b'schus nashim tzidkonias, in the merit of the women that were tzadekas, we were avaseinu nigalu mimitzrayim, our fathers were redeemed from Mitzrayim, and it's because of that that we say afhein hayu ba'osa hanes. Women are also obligated in the Dalet Kosos and in the Maror and telling over the Haggadah. They're for sure chayiv to have matzah by the Seder, even on the Daraisa level, because they were included in the miracle. And not only were they included in the miracle, they played a prominent role in the miracle, because in the schus of the Nashim Tzidkonias, we were saved from Mitzrayim. And this is one of the great lessons that we have from the Yontif of Pesach. There's many lessons from the Yontif of Pesach, but one lesson is that all the tzaras that people are in, Hashem will take us out of it. Hashem is chishev esaketz. We say in the Agada that through all the tzaras that Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was chishev esaketz. He calculated when the end is. And we look around and we read things, and we don't even have to read articles to see all the tzaras that is going on. We all know people firsthand of tzaras that is going on in Klal Yisrael. What we gather here for a tzara, for a refuah shleima for somebody, or parnasa, or nachas, many different ways that we see tzaras by other people. And we know that there's so many tzaras in the world, and many of us could just look at ourselves and see certain tzaras that we have that we want to get out of. And it's important to know that all the chishev esaketz will come about, that Hashem puts an end to our tzaras on a personal level and to our tzaras as Klal Yisrael as a whole. And that is one of the lessons, that the Geula will come, whether it's in our lifetime, hopefully it will be in our lifetime, but the personal Geula and the Geula in general will be for all of us, hopefully, b'mehera b'yamin. Okay, everyone should have a good night and have a good vach.